Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Hello.
Welcome again to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James. I'm a clairvoyant and medium. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit on Mike Spirit FM. It's, 7 minutes past six in the morning for me here in Canberra in Australia. I am full of a cold, but that will not distract me from making any connections that I will this evening. We have a number of live callers, so I will be getting to the live callers very shortly for live readings. Anybody who's not actually come across me before, or you're maybe listening to the show for the first time, or perhaps you've even forgotten the links to my website. My website for more information is www.matthewjimmy.com. I am available for extended readings by Skype and by phone for anyone who is outside of the Canberra area. Anybody who is in Canberra, I do home readings. I am available most days, but obviously it's subject to availability because I do tend to get very busy. In the studio this evening, well, I've got one guest that I've been able to actually get hold of, and it's the fabulous Katie Keeley, who I did have on last week, and I have invited back on this week. My other guest, which would make up our Northwest of England trio, is Peter Frodsham from Bolton, but we've been having a few technical issues, been able to get Peter actually onto the show, but perhaps later, we might be able to get him on later, or I might even get a mystery guest in this week. I might descend on somebody on Skype and invite them in. So welcome to Conversations with Spirit again. This is a show that has so many different surprises because we do have a lot of technical issues because we do deal with the realm of spirit and higher vibrations, and by proxy, that means that we are going to have all sorts of unpredictable things. Now, I said before that we're going to do live readings. We always do live readings on the show, and we always bring somebody in. Then it's always my guest and it's myself that provides messages for everyone. That part of the show is guaranteed. We always do that. We always encourage people to actually call in. We have a chat room. We welcome everybody into the chat room. I do tend to look in on the conversations in the chat room, and I do a few shout outs. I notice in the chat room that we've got I for Beauty and Liberty 4230 making some comments at the moment. What I'm going to do before any further waffle from me, I'm going to bring Katie in. Katie, are you there? Hello, Katie. Oh, we've lost Katie.
Okay, so it's me on my own at the moment. Never
mind. Can you hear me now?
Ah,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, I thought we'd got one of our famous Conversations with Spirit technical hitches then.
Gremlins,
yeah. Welcome back, Katie. You're in the wonderful Blackpool, my former hometown. How's Blackpool today?
It's been sunny today. It was raining a bit this morning, but it's sunny. Quite windy, though. But I was just up and dancing. There's nothing that, for me, that brings about psychic level of actually dancing to music. It really raises my psychic ability. So I was up and dancing to Footloose there. Thank you very much.
Well, I was thinking about my days when I was still in Blackpool, and that was often a song in the 80s that would rattle through the speakers at the amusement arcades down the Golden Mile. So I thought,
yeah.
I couldn't find anything more Blackpool yesterday. I wanted to put Up the Pool on by Jethro Tull, but I still can't find it. So I thought, well, a bit of Footloose. Plus, it, for our American listeners, it's a bit of reminiscing from Kenny Loggins as well. So I'm glad you were dancing to it, Katie.
Well, I'll tell you what, you'll never guess. I was doing readings at Thornton Lodge on the Wednesdays. I spoke to you on the Monday and all the listeners. And I was actually doing readings at the Thornton Lodge. And a girl came to me and I immediately said to her, I know you. And she said, yes, I know you do. I've told them that you know me. And I said, do I know you from teaching aqua? Because I used to teach aqua. She said, no. And I said, but I know you and I know you really well. But I couldn't place a name. And it was Big John's daughter
who
we were talking about last week. I was like, oh, my God, let me hug you. And I was nearly in tears.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really good. So I did her a reading and she loved it. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you manage to get John through? Because I know John's been about. I've heard him a few times.
Yeah. I was able to tell her that she was actually blocking him. He was trying to get through to her, but she was frightened. Of which she completely agreed with. She was happy with that because she knows he's there, but she's frightened. So, and the fact that I said it confirmed it to her that, you know, he has been around her, but she's just frightened. So bless her. She's really well and she's really happy and it was just really nice. I passed on your love as well. I told her that
awesome.
I'd just been to you, and it was just fabulous. I only got 10 minutes with her because that's all we're allowed to give, 10 minutes, but it was wonderful.
Sweet, because Thornton Lodge was probably about 5 minutes drive from where I lived in Thornton, and I mean, the quick story of that was it was owned by the parents of a school bully, and I used to dread going to Thornton Lodge for meals and lunchtimes and the like in case I bumped into this school bully. So it wasn't exactly the happiest place. And then obviously it changed hands. And it was just literally 5 minutes away from where I used to live. So
yeah, there you go. So I was there on Wednesday talking about your ears must have been burning.
Probably. Now, I know this is a very up-to-date sort of apt conversation at the moment, but because I know you've been having a bit of flack on Facebook, which we were talking about in the green room before the show started, but I think there's too much of it going on, isn't there, where people are putting a lot of onus and responsibility on those readers at the minute. And I was just continuing our conversation, listeners, to what we were having before the show started. But I thought it was really apt that us readers, we do get a lot of expectation put on our shoulders, don't we?
I mean, I had last night a lovely lady, and a lady that I talked to a lot on Facebook, and she was feeling really low, and I'd just done 2.5 hours tutorial via the Skype, so I was tired, and I just thought, I'll just check my messages before I go to bed. And she said, I just wanted to say good luck for the future, and it's been really nice knowing you. So I said, where are you going? And she said, oh, I'm going on the other side. And I said, don't you dare. Because I have this a lot, because I'm a nice person, people feel that they can just say things like this to me, but that I'll be able to brush it off. And people don't understand that when you are psychic, when you are a sensitive, you do take this on board. And I actually never slept at all last night. I was very lucky this morning that Spirit showed me that she was all right, because I have visions, and they showed me her sat on the on a settee. Talking to somebody on the phone. So they were showing me that she was all right. But what people don't understand is that we can show you the pathway forwards if you want a reading. But we can't change your pathway. You have to change. We can't change for you. And there is no transformation or change without a little bit of discomfort. And, you know, Facebook is a great place. And I love it. And I love the people on there. But I don't air dirty washing on Facebook. And people are too quick to be so open that they allow people to see every side of themselves. What people don't understand is that you will never find a truly rich spiritualist medium because we are so generous, we give back. You know, I don't charge for healing. And if I'm guided to, I do readings for free. But that doesn't mean to say that I do readings all the time for free. And we get people coming through at this time of night, obviously thinking that they're going to get a reading from us.
That's right.
I was really upset last night because I would never have thought this lady would have done that. And there was no way I was going to do a reading. I couldn't have done one anyway. I was too tired. But to do it at 11 o'clock at night, she knew that I wouldn't sleep. And this happens time and time again. And it is something that I get on, you know, I'm very placid. I very rarely lose my rag, but I did lose it last night because I knew that I wouldn't sleep, and I didn't, because I was so worried about her. But, you know, I can't change her pathway. We can only guide. We can't, you know, hold your hand and take you all the way. And this is, you know, what psychics are about. They can show you the future, but we can only tell the truth, and we can only give you the information we're given. We can't hold your hand and guide you all the way. You've got to be that big girl or that big boy to take that final step yourself. So it's a huge responsibility that we have. And I am a very nice person, and I do love people. I do love helping people. But at 11 o'clock at night, when I've done a full day's work and then done a Skype tutorial, I was on my knees. I was that tired.
It is a bit much. I mean, people probably don't appreciate how much we do take these readings to heart. And I was having a conversation only probably a couple of days ago about this, where I've got a few clients who have given me a lot of feedback about the things that I've said actually happening, and it's a complete relief for me because you'll be the same. Once I've done a reading for someone and I've said a few things and they've gone away with this information, I'm worried for that person that those things are actually going to happen. Not that I doubt myself. It's just that I know I've got that responsibility that in that moment, in that hour, in that three quarters of an hour, you've got their soul in your hands, and you are incredibly, well, completely responsible for that person, and you can make or break a person in that reading.
But imagine if when I was going to give her this reading that she was after, this free reading, imagine if I couldn't give her any good news. Imagine that perhaps what she's going through at the moment is a test to see whether or not she will actually, you know, listen to her gut instinct, because we all have it. We all have an inner intuition. If I couldn't give her any good news, then I would feel incredibly guilty, because I can't lie. I have to tell the truth. And it may be that she's being tested. I feel that part of me was tested, because normally what I actually did was I actually told her off for putting this upon me at this time of night, and that I wouldn't sleep. And then I blocked her. Because it is happening so much at the moment. And it's, you know, although people say to me, you know, protect yourself, it's okay protecting yourself. I'm already protected. You know, a medium's life is a lonely life. It's a life where we have to suffer so that we can empathize. You know, people, it's not a joyous life like everybody thinks.
I know cards and mediumship's not a fashion accessory. That's what I've said to people as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hip, and it's not the thing to be, because with it becomes this tag, and it's, I mean, I'll give you a classic example, Kate, and all the callers who are listening. When I was still in the UK, probably about 15 years ago, I was doing a psychic show in Bon Aldswyck, which is not far from Skipton in the UK, and where we were doing the psychic fair, there was also a wake going on at the other side of the pub. I mean, that was not our intention, but that when we booked the room, that's what happened. But
yeah,
This guy came to me for a reading, and he's sitting there, and I could see he was actually agitated. He had his hands in his pocket, and he said to me, my ex-girlfriend's in the other side of the pub. She's in the wake. He says, unless you can tell me something that lets me know that she's coming back to me, he says, I'm going to take the knife that's in my pocket, he says, and I'm going to do myself in. I actually had that situation, a life situation, as a reading. Yeah. And fortunately, all he had to do was go and talk to her. And all I remember saying in the reading was, well, she's in the other side of the pub. Be completely honest to her. Admit the affair that you've had. Admit it. Do this. Do this. She's forgiving. It's everything's going to be fine. And I was so lucky in that moment that somebody from Spirit had jumped in and had given me the correct information. But when you think about that cliffhanger sort of responsibility that soul put on me.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually had it where someone said to me, if you don't give me a free reading, I'm going to commit suicide.
It's something that is absolutely... A lot of people who are listening in with readers, they get the impression, or mediums, they get the impression that our lives are rosy and that we've got all... Yep. Do all this wonderful entertainment and that's all it is. So many don't hear about these horror stories that we have where we have people putting this onto us.
And it just seems to be happening so much at the moment. It's really unfair. And this is a person who I really didn't think, you know, would do that. And it came as a big surprise to me. So anyway, she's gone now, so she's okay. I know she's okay, so that's good stuff. But, you know, mediums do not live this life whereby the grass is greener. If we didn't have really rubbish lives, and that's what I was told when I was 16, you know, by Paula Paradima.
Funny enough, Paula said the same thing to me.
That, you know, you will be doing this later on in life, but you've got to go through a really shitty life first. And my God, she was right.
Well, yeah, she was spot on with me as well.
She said to you,
she didn't mince some words. And she said, what she was basically saying to me was, in order to be able to empathise and work with other people, you've got to have gone through exactly or virtually the same as them.
Yeah.
The minute that you agree to that contract, and she said it's a contract.
Yeah, you don't come off.
You can step forward and you get so far, but once you take that extra step and you make that contract to Spirit then change your life so you actually experience things. So the people you might start having, they might give you a few starters for 10 and give you a few ideas about people's lives, but the more you get into it, suddenly your life changes, and it is a transforming event.
Yeah, it is. And it's a huge responsibility that we take on our shoulders as well.
All right, it is. Now, we've got a bookload, and I'm using bookload, and I don't know why I'm saying bookload, probably a bit of a spiritual Freudian slip there, but we have got a huge bucket of readings ahead, Katie. So we're going to be going into doing a few live calls now. For everyone who's going to receive a live call from us, we do actually encourage if you want an extended reading with iNumbers, and this is the bit where you need to plug your website, Katie, so people know how to get hold of you.
Okay. My website is katiekeelypsychic.co.uk. And if in doubt, you can always Google my name. I'm first on Google, so you can find out plenty about me. You can see lots of videos about me and see the show that I work on.
Okay, so everybody who's going to get a live reading from me and Katie, or from me or from Katie, because it's your choice, we're probably going to be about 5-10 minutes max with each of you. You can actually download this show after the show is finished. You just use the same link, you follow the connection, and you can, I think there's an iframe where you can put it onto a website of your choice. I have got an archives page anyway on my website. So my website, www.matthewjamesmedium.com, there is a Conversations with Spirit page on there. And I have got all the previous episodes on there. I'm fairly up to date. I think the only thing I've missed putting up is last week's Conversations with Spirit 2, which is the other show that we put out on a Wednesday evening. But what I'm going to do, we're going to have a piece of music which is 4 minutes long. It's then going to bring us to approximately 6:30, and then I'll take the first caller, which is area code 773, and we'll proceed with the reading. So we'll be back in 4 minutes. If I can press the button. There we go.
I don't want to be another wave in the ocean. I am a rock, not just another grain of sand. Want to be the one you run to when you need a shoulder. I ain't a soldier, but I'm here to take a stand because we can.
Listening to Conversations with Spirit. I'm Matthew James, your host here on Mike Spirit FM. In the guest seat is Katie Keeley from my hometown Blackpool in the UK. I'm still trying to get hold of Peter Frodsham, who was my other scheduled studio guest, but we're having problems with his Skype at the other end, so we may or may not get Peter this week. I'm going to go straight into our first caller. Are you ready, Katie?
I am ready. And what fantastic music you're playing tonight, can I just say that?
That was the new one by Bon Jovi. That was off the label.
Oh, I'm getting that one. That's going down on my downloads. What's it called?
Oh, I can't remember what the name of the latest album is, but if you just put
just text it to me later. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of the favourite ones I reckon off the album. I just like those words about it's sort of all cheery and all.
Yeah.
You are someone. You're not just a grain of sand, which is a really important thing for people to realise that one person can make a difference.
Yes, I agree there. Yeah, exactly. Right, let's get on with it. Let's go.
Okay, so we'll bring in caller 773. Hello, caller 773. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Tempest calling from Chicago.
Yeah, and your name again, sorry?
Tempest.
Tempest?
Yes.
Tempest or Tempest?
Tempest, T-E-M-P-A-S.
sorry about that.
That's okay.
Welcome to the show, Tempest. Sorry that you've been waiting for a while. I hope you've been enjoying the show and the music.
Yes, I have.
Okay, what's your question for us? It'll be your afternoon, will it?
Yes, actually, it is the afternoon here.
Yeah, I'm getting used to the time zones, you see, because it's 9 o'clock at night in the UK. It's 6:31 in the morning here, and I know. Roughly in between somewhere when you call in from the States, you'll be somewhere in the afternoon. So I'm getting used to it. So what's your question, please, Tempest?
My question is pertaining to Darnell and I. I'm very interested in him, and I just wanted to see if you see it picking up on something serious or anything.
Okay, I'll hand you over to Katie. Katie, can you help Tempest out, please?
Oh, I can. You know, I've already started working on this one, Tempest, and it's lovely to talk to you in Chicago. I've just put a pendulum over your names, and I'm getting a real good energy here. What I need to know is your date of birth, love. Hello? Gremlins, anybody there?
I think we've lost 773.
Oh, no.
Just dropped out.
Okay.
So if we get her back, we'll bring her straight in. She can come in straight away. It's just,
okay.
Oh, no, she's there. She's come straight back in.
That's good.
In a minute. Tempest, are you there, please? You dropped out for
yes,
a second.
Yes, I am so sorry. My phone touched my face and it pressed the end button.
No worries. We were panicking then. We were gathering information for you. So, Katie, I'll hand you back.
Okay. I did get a really good energy when I put a pendulum over your two names. What I need now is your date of birth.
My date of birth is January 15th, 1989.
Okay, so you got 9/18/2025. Right. And what's his date of birth?
His date of birth is September 16th, 1987, I believe.
Okay, so we've got 10, 18, 25, 31, 32. Right, okay, so we've got
actually, his birthday is September 6th. I'm sorry.
The 6th, right, okay, 6th of September. Right, okay, so we've got 10, 18, 25, 31. So he's a number 4. Right. Okay. So I'm just looking at your dates of birth because this is how I tune in through the dates of birth. With you two as a couple, you would have to make sure that you have fun. Because if you look at your dates of birth, there's no number 3 in your dates of birth. And that denotes that really this would be a relationship whereby you've been brought together to have fun. Okay. Now, also, you've been brought together to take this to another stage. And what I'm looking at here is making sure with you two that this isn't going to be a relationship that is going to be normal in the sense whereby it's going to be everything is love and light all the way through. You are always going to have those little bits of it's going to be like an emotional roller coaster. Now, that isn't to say it's bad. It just means that when you're on the up, you will have fantastic highs, but there will be lows. So when you're on a low, it's always best to remember that you do have a high coming, okay? So think of him in your mind. Let's see what he's thinking. Think of him and say the word stop, because I'm shuffling. Okay, good girl. Right, okay. I do feel as though we've got an ex-partner in the past here on his side that either seems to be causing some problems, or we've got emotional sort of repressed anger there to do with the past ex. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Right, we've got some choices and decisions to be made. Have you two split up or nearly split up once before?
No, this is like the first split. We haven't really gotten together in a while. That's another reason why I was wondering why.
So you have you been together before?
No.
Right, okay, so you've only just got together?
Yes.
Right, okay. I feel as though with this person in the past, the ex in the past, I do feel as though we've got an acrimonious split going on there. And I do feel that he either went back and tried to mend that and it just didn't mend. This is a guy who at the moment has got barriers up. And it is a relationship whereby you've been brought together to learn the ups and downs of relationships. He has been badly treated within a relationship, so going to the next stage at the moment, he has this fear that he cannot emotionally go through another split like he's been through before. Going to the next stage, he would have to let go of the repressed feelings and anger that he has towards his ex, and almost like I want to say back to the drawing board with you two. Not you two, but back to the drawing board with him, sorry. The challenges around him because of what he's gone through is showing that he does seem to have a commitment problem at the moment, but he doesn't want to let you go. And I think if you two can be truthful with each other, this is a guy who you will need to... I feel as though you give him that buzz, you give him that lift, you make him feel good about himself, and I've got the friendship. Going to the next stage, possibly in the next 2 months. Has he gone just a little bit quiet at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, he's just comparing at the moment. You do make him happy, but he seems to be going back. It's almost like he's saying to himself, oh, I feel so lucky I found somebody. And then he thinks to himself, well, hang on a minute. This is how I felt with my ex, and look what happened there. So at the moment, he's just doing a little bit of reflecting. But I would say by August time, this relationship should be well on its feet. This is a guy who, when he loves you, he will love you to the best of his ability. And I get a good energy with this. So I would say, as long as you can hang on in there, because he's got a bit of a problem with the ex there, you know, you've got a good man there.
Thank you. Oh, my God, it was so clear. I'm so thankful I called in today.
Tempest.
I don't think I would have gotten this answer anywhere else.
Tempest, I'm sitting in the background here, and I'm accumulating information as well. And I've actually got good indications, a good sign as well. I mean, I've got to, I want to give you the word duality, and duality for me is very much a couple. You and this guy, it can work. I very much say it can work, but there's some obviously change to make. I've got this. He's got to manifest something yet. He's got to finish something yet. And when he finishes, we'll then change the way that this energy goes. That's the best way of putting it. There is an energy flow, but I've got to say that I'm reckoning August, September is a better time to get a clearer run at this relationship.
I agree.
It just seems to be that there is a little bit of things standing in the way at the moment. You seem to be leading a little bit separate lives, and you both seem to want the same thing. The way I'm getting it is that you're in readiness, you're ready, you've got minor changes to make, but he's still got to manifest things. He's still going to make things happen to actually bring him towards you, which, like Katie's mentioned, there's obviously a past relationship that's actually going to be worked on here. So overall, I mean, I can't really add much more to what Katie was saying, other than the fact that I totally agree with what she's saying, and I'm reckoning by September it's new beginnings for the pair of you.
Okay, thank you. I'm just glad I didn't jump to conclusions. Like, I thought he didn't like me. I thought something was wrong, but I'm glad I called in and got a fair perspective on what was really going on.
He's got wounded male pride, that's all I can say.
He's got problems with the ex as well. That's an acrimonious split that he's still not really over the emotional hurt there, I think.
And it's perfectly clear he's got an interest in you as well, Tempest, because I do see signs that he is interested. But his hands are tied. That's exactly the way that I get this.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
It's a pleasure.
My pleasure.
It was lovely talking to you, Tempest. So we'll bring the next caller. Oops, I cut her off a little bit short. I must stop doing that. I must let people say thank you, Katie. I keep doing that.
Pleasure.
I shall bring area code 504 in. So she is our next caller. Hello, 504. I believe you're Emily, aren't you?
Yes, I am. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Brilliant.
Emily. And you're calling from where, Chicago?
Oh, no, I'm calling from Louisiana in New Orleans.
I got that bit wrong. But Emily, what's your question, please?
Well, I'm kind of going through a really serious life transition right now. I'm graduating college this Friday, and I'm actually, like, moving out of America next month. Totally different scene. I'm taking sort of a job as a teacher, but I'm sort of getting kind of worried about my career and my money. I don't know. Generally, what do you guys sort of been saying for the future? I do want to go back to school, but I'm definitely going to take a few years off, and I'm, you know, about to make this huge move as well. So,
Katie, I'll hand Emily over to you initially, and I can get my link. So,
Okay. Right. Hi, honey.
Hello.
What is your date of birth?
12/27/1990.
27th of December
1980. 90.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, 90. That's okay. It's just
yes,
me. Right. Let me just count up your numerology. So we've got 10, 19, 20. You are highly psychic and intuitive yourself. Your path in life is to show the world it can be a better place with whatever tools that you have. So you have a massive responsibility. And it's not just thinking of yourself in this lifetime, but it's actually thinking of helping people on a mass scale. So if you were a builder, you would possibly be building schools and hospitals. You'd be very good at managing people or anything to do with money or anything to do with duty bound in health. You are a natural healer. You are a teacher. What are you passionate about?
I'm definitely still discovering that. I mean, I'm passionate about activism. I'm passionate about a lot of things. There's no way I could just pinpoint a few things. I mean,
okay,
I'm an anthropology major, so I'm sort of, you know, into culture and people and things like that.
You are actually following your intuition because, like you said, you're an activist. You are what we call the warrior of the underdog, very much like a Joan of Arc. And you are following your intuition. You are in a period of time now, in a massive spiritual year. You are in a year 9, which is a year of endings, which is why you will be feeling you're in a transformation period at the moment. So this is why you feel as though you're being sort of pulled one way and then pulled the other way. There is a case of listen to your intuition this year because you are going to be tested. As to the path that you're traveling at the moment, you are highly well regarded. The problem that I have with your numerology is that you will never feel as though you're quite getting there, that you're quite succeeding. You'll always want to try harder, or you will be very self-critical about yourself. This is part of who you are. You will also have quite low moods, so you'll be okay one minute and then the next minute you'll drop, because it's a very high quality that you have, very demanding spiritually wise. I'm a number 9 and you're a master number 22. There are only two master numbers, 11 and 22. And yours is to show the world it can be a better place with whatever tools that you have. Now, let's have a look at you. Think of your life in general now, and I'm shuffling the cards, so just say stop to me.
All right, stop.
Okay, let's have a look. Right, okay. I do feel that whatever you put your hand to, they are showing me champagne glasses, so you will be a success. I do feel that you've been reflecting just recently on what to do. And are you in a relationship at the moment? Because I am known as nosy. So before you actually started coming through, I was actually asking Spirit about you. And the first thing that they showed me was a gentleman at your side. So are you with anybody at the moment?
I am in a relationship, but it is I'm a lesbian, so it might
okay.
be.
Well, this would be
yeah.
a male energy.
But
I
am
I
in, a,
say
in
that.
A serious relationship.
Okay, because the relationship. Are you actually married?
I'm not. No.
Right, okay. Then I want to say I do see marriage for you. It's the first thing that they gave out to me. I can see that you've been badly treated in the past in a relationship. So there's
yeah.
a little bit of the barriers are up. But I want to say to you, that's the first thing that they're showing to me is that I do have marriage around you. Okay? I do feel as though
that's
things haven't been quite right with you at the moment. Has there been a little bit of falling out or crosswords between you two?
I think it's just the stress of me, like you said, I'm in this very, this period of an ending, and it does really feel like that. So I think
yeah.
the stress of that
yeah.
with me, and she's
What's
not in that space.
What's her date of birth? What's her
I'm
date
sorry.
Of birth? What's her date of birth?
March 17th.
17th of March, 19. What year?
1980.
Okay. I do feel that you two have been together in a past life. Again, they're bringing this up. I'm running about 3 packs of cards and writing at the same time for you. We've got 10, 20. Yeah, she's number 2 and you're a number 22. So her path in life is as the mediator. So it's the same as Barack Obama. She solves everybody else's problems but can't solve her own. So she is the feminine as you are the masculine. Does that make sense? No matter what is the female and masculine within the relationship, it is showing that you are the masculine in numerological terms, and numerologically she is the feminine. Does that make sense? So
yeah,
at the moment, she is, this is where you'll understand now, at the moment she's in a year whereby she's in a major career year herself. So she really needs to be knowing where she, and she's only just gone into this year, she really needs to be knowing where she's going in her career. So it could be promotion, pay rise, new job. Actually, you're just in front. You've gone through that year now, so you're in a year where you have to let go of anything that's not working for you. But I do feel as though when you two were brought together, it was almost like this electrical energy. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
You two were together in a past life. And I also want to say here, why does she think that you're moody?
Oh, my God. So, that is... Oh, my gosh. But, yes. I think because
okay.
I am moody, and it's sort of like a joke between the two of us because, you know, I am a very moody person, and she's always kind of
you know
saying
why?
That, and sometimes I'll use that as an excuse. Well, you know I'm moody, and she's like, that's not an excuse.
That is one of, unfortunately, that's one of your traits, but it's just come up in the reading in front of me. That's why I had to say it. But if you look on numerology.com and put in your date of birth, it will show that actually that's one of your traits. So it's something that's never going to go. It's just who you are, and that's your personality. So you do make her very happy. It is showing me by September time here, I've got the green light to really push you forward. But where I've got back to the drawing board with you, so that's doing something else or looking at something that you want to change or what you want to go for, what you want to write for. I'm actually doing a lot of writing in the air at the moment. So do you need to start writing for things, or are you already writing on the computer or writing away for things for two jobs?
I'm not writing right now, but I maybe could be.
Right, okay, because that's what they're showing me, because I'm doing a lot of it in the air, okay? I do feel as though your energy level is low at the moment. Is that correct?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay. I'm just seeing they seem to be, they keep going back over your relationship and understanding each other. They are showing you're in the driving seat, but it's almost as though I want to say they're saying you to stay grounded at the moment. Are you thinking about moving as well or doing something to where you are at the moment?
Yes, I have a huge move coming up next month.
Okay.
I'm going to be moving drastic change.
Okay. I want to say that just might undermine your confidence a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though you feel spirit around you. Is that correct?
I guess. Pushing it to the side.
Okay. Well, you are highly psychic and intuitive. I do feel as though there's somebody trying to connect to you, possibly... this is somebody female who didn't pass old. That's all I'm being given on that. At the moment, they are saying to they need you to start writing. This is writing to someone. It's almost as though new beginnings come in just when you think it's not going to happen. But they are saying you are going to have to do something about it. Right, because I've had non-commitment around you at the moment, and they're showing communication. So have you been looking for jobs and nothing's come back as yet, or they're not committed to you?
Well, I have a set sort of contract for the next 2 years for a job, but after that, it's not a paying position. It's more of like a volunteer position, but I'm going to need to be going back to graduate school and figuring out what direction I'm going to take in 2 years. So I don't know, and of course, everyone's sort of worried about money right now, and me especially. You know, I want to make money.
Yeah, I think particularly at the moment with regard to the house move, I think that's where the confidence will take a dip. I think that be careful with regard to where you're moving, because I feel as though there's more going out than coming in. So be aware that you may not get as much as you want or have to pay out slightly more. It is showing that wherever you live, you will be happy. I don't have a problem with that. But I don't feel it's without that little bit of anxiety and sleepless nights involved. So I would say to you, keep at it. You're meant to move. Keep at it. But be aware that to deal with the situation in a sort of try and keep it lighthearted between you two so that it doesn't affect your relationship. Because I do feel as though you've been through the mill, you two. And it's almost like, if I said to you that in a previous lifetime, you were actually mother and son in a previous lifetime, but you've been brought back into this lifetime to make sure that you don't walk away. So one of you will have walked away in a previous lifetime, and in this lifetime, you're being brought together to stay together. Because somebody couldn't commit in a previous. It's all to do with commitment and not looking back. I don't know. Keep giving me information to do with your romance rather than your job area. I've got the move, but they're not giving me anything on your job area. I do feel as though wanting to go back to college. Again, you're not going. This is going to be a year. This is a year that's like a roller coaster. The year 9. So I want to say to you, once you've got to December, you are then in a year of new beginnings. You are in a much lighter year, a much more confident year. This is a year where you'll be tested, particularly between you two as well, I have to say that. And it would be, don't work so hard that it's to the detriment of the relationship. Try and keep, I think that's probably why spirit keep, it doesn't matter what I'm touching here, and I'm frantically touching everything. It's the relationship they want me to tell you to stay together, okay? Because I do feel as though there's a little bit of an obstruction there at the moment. And she's quite right, you are moody. But, you know, that's part of who you are. you're a very hard worker as well. You're a workaholic once you get there, and it is showing that we've stayed focused in that area. I do feel I've got within the next 7 to 8 weeks where I've got something coming forwards. And but the thing that I have to say here, excuse me for talking so quickly because they're sending this message really, really quickly to me, is please make sure that whether or not you go to college or work is that you don't, it's not to the detriment of the relationship, because they want you two to stay together. Okay?
Right.
You make a good couple, and you've been together in a past lifetime, and they've brought you back to stay together. I want to say August keeps looking really pivotal to me for the green light to really push you forward. What do you get on that, hon, on the reading?
Me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah, sorry, I was bringing you in. Because they won't give me anything. Oh, they are naughty. Spirit are like the mafia. All they want me to do is to talk about her past life and this relationship to keep it together.
Do you know why? Because I was picking up right at the very start of the reading for Emily. I have a grandmother here who's complaining of respiratory disease or a problem with her chest. It's magnifying my chest problem. And she, put it this way, is now accepting of the relationship that you're in, Emily. I don't know if you can place the grandmother who had the chest or the problem with the respiration.
Potentially
a vague connection, but she's quite an influential lady as far as the spirit plane is concerned. I mean, you asked the question about your career. She said that's not the matter at hand that we need to talk about. We need to talk about your relationship and make it perfectly clear to you that that's what you've got to really work on. That's the thing that's the matter at hand at the moment. There is a reference to you looking at jobs and questioning your ability and questioning your work choices, but as far as I'm concerned, there is going to be a good connection with a male through a work situation, maybe somebody you worked with before, or maybe somebody who you will establish a good rapport with. But I reckon I reckon it's teaching still. I do.
Yeah.
Still feel it's teaching.
Yeah, I'm being shown a large white building there.
It's what you already have, Emily, is what's been told to me. It's what you is already shown. The hands have already been shown. That's what's been said to me.
Yeah, you're a huge, you know, in spiritual terms, and children, you are a light worker for Indigo Children. So it's most likely that you'll be shown people that have either learning disabilities, or they may be ADHD, or they may have dyslexia, and people think that they are either naughty children or naughty teenagers or whatever age you're dealing with, and they are in fact Indigo Children. You are a light worker for Indigo Children, the Joan of Arc, and it is a huge responsibility. That you have, that you are already listening to your intuition, that, you know, you going forwards and teaching other people is, you know, is massive. But I do see a large white building here.
Okay, for that, Emily, we're going to have to obviously leave your reading there. But I hope that's been a help for you today anyway, Emily.
It has.
And you can get another copy. You can get a copy or listen to that reading again by literally just using the link after the show, and you can make a download. Okay,
Emily. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Thanks. You okay for another reading, Katie?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring in. The username is Paul True Intentions. It is Spirit Whispers on the chat room. So, hello, Paul True Intentions. What's your name, please? It's Paul, by any chance.
It's Paul, yeah. Hi, Matthew. Hi, Katie.
Hi, mate. Hi.
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 You've got something to tell me, you were saying, in the chat room.
Yeah, you gave me a reading, I think, a couple of months ago.
Okay.
About a lady or something. I think she's popped up. You said she was going through a divorce.
Okay.
And we met at a barbecue, a party. But nothing's happened. All it was that you said that I would meet someone, blah, blah, and I did. So that is
right,
good.
Paul, I'm going to hand you over to Katie, and let's see if Katie can use her curiosity and her nosiness to find out about that relationship for you. Katie.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Right, the first thing I need to do is just to take your date of birth.
17/11/65.
Okay. 8/10/16/20. You're also a number 22. It's very rare that we get so many 22s. So your path in life is to show the world it can be a better place with whatever tools that you have. So you're very psychic and intuitive yourself. Have you been told that before?
Yeah, and I'm 33 as well, I've been told.
Okay, right. Now, what's the girl's name?
Oh, Mandy.
Mandy, okay. What I'm going to do now, if you can just think of her in your mind, what I'm going to do is actually put a pendulum over your names. Now, this is showing me at the moment we've got an obstruction, okay? So you have met, but when was the last time you heard from her?
Weekend. There's nothing in it. That's it.
Okay, so what do you want from me today then?
Just
what
a reading.
Do you want to know today? Do you want to know what she's thinking about you?
No, just want a reading.
Just want a reading.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are in a year of endings, a very spiritual year yourself at the moment. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 17. Your major lesson in life is to learn to manage people, learn to manage money, and to learn not to press the self-destruct button, to go to the next stage without pressing the self-destruct button. Okay? So is it a reading you want on your work, or you just want me to bring up whatever comes up first?
Whatever comes up first.
Okay, hon. Think of yourself at the moment. Think of your life in general at the moment. And take a deep breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Okay, just thinking of your life in general now. Give me the first colour that comes to your mind now.
Blue.
Light blue or dark blue?
Light blue.
Okay, good lad. Okay, right. Now, I'm shuffling the cards, so say stop.
Stop.
Okay. Right. Okay. It is showing at the moment any restrictions around you going forwards are somewhat down to yourself. I do feel that you've been thinking of the past just recently. And they are showing the month of, what we now May. So June is the month where I've got the green light to push you forwards. Now, is there a celebration, birth, marriage, anniversary or passing within the next 6 to 8 weeks with you?
Not quite sure.
Okay. I want to say to you that it's showing me either a pub or a place of like-minded people where I've got a past life connection. So possibly with this girl, there was a past life connection there.
Okay.
I do feel this girl was completely different than anybody that you've been out with before. Is that correct?
Yes, you're straight and blunt, but I like.
Okay. I do feel with you at the moment, I do feel as though everything seems to be a bit same old. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But it's almost as though I've got victory over adversity here and you going forwards, but they are saying part of this is for you to take yourself forwards. But I do feel as though I need to forgive somebody or something that's happened to you in the past that's maybe holding you back from going forwards. And I do feel that... I do feel as though you don't do confrontation very well. It's almost like, that's it, I've had enough, and walk away. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, okay. You really don't want to go into a relationship whereby you go straight in. The next relationship that you go into, you will go into slowly and at your pace. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I have to say, the relationship that hurt you the most hadn't been right for a while. And I do feel as though you think with this one that perhaps it wasn't quite what you wanted and perhaps it will fizzle out anyway. But it is important that you set the boundaries with relationships because I do feel that you've got barriers up, okay?
Yeah, barriers up, yeah.
Yeah, Okay, new beginnings coming in for you within the next 2 months, and they are showing stars around you. I do feel as though with you that I've got some issues maybe going back to either a past relationship or childhood, where I feel as though as soon as you start to go forwards within a relationship or meeting somebody, then you start pulling back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a barrier, it's an obstruction because of the way that you've been treated in the past. And I do have to say the relationship that hurt you the most, that was meant to end, okay? I do feel that this girl does seem to have a commitment problem, but I do feel as though she's sort of on the same level as you because you're quite guarded with your emotions and you don't want to lose out financially like you lost out financially before. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Right, okay. I've got hard work. Did you have a problem with a fatherly figure when you were younger? Was there another child and there was another sibling rivalry, or mum and dad got divorced? But I seem to have you at the side of you, or do you have a son where we've got this, I've got stress involved at the moment?
No, none.
Right, because I've got a male to your side. This is either younger or older. I don't know if this is you, or I have to be truthful here. I don't know whether they're trying to tell me that this is you, where you've had problems with a male as you're younger, or you haven't got a son, no?
No.
Right, okay. Then I want to say there seems to be, I've got problems around, I've got stress around a, this looks like a younger male. So I'm not sure if this is you when you were younger. Have you got a brother?
No.
Right, okay, I seem to have, well, I can't take it away. I've got to give you what I've got. I've got, and, yeah. And watch for this, because I've got stress.
I understand that, Katie, because I know a little bit about Paul's background, and I know what that stress and everything relates to. And
okay.
All I'm going to say is it's him as son to his mother.
Right, okay, that's fine then, okay. Right, few challenges that have been around you at the moment, and they are showing your mother now. What is needed for you is needed to, you need to start off a relationship as a friend first. You do want the happy home and the family, but the same patience at the moment. I've not quite got anybody around you. There is somebody coming in, but it's just not yet. I do seem to feel there's either an ex or it's your mother where I've got problems with regard to possibly you living with someone. Are you frightened of living with someone and then losing if it goes wrong?
No. I've been there, done that, so if it ends, and that's it. So I've sit down, but it isn't that.
So it's not losing out financially that you don't want to do?
Yeah, I've been there. That's why I've got nothing now. I ain't got a pot to pee in now. I've got actually not a penny. So that's
right.
What I'm hoping. That someone comes in now who had me for what I am, not with what I got.
Was this female that you met briefly, Paul, was she a bit of a tigress? A bit of a, let's say, a little bit, not necessarily a hottie, but she was a bit of a tigress. She knew herself. She knew what she wanted.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I've got a wink, wink. Nudge, say no more here, saying that you've not heard the last of that one.
Really? I thought I had.
I say strange things, and you know those strange things seem to manifest, but I just get this wink, nudge, say no more, a bit of a comedian in spirit saying, tell Paul he's not seen the last of that one, and that's your grandfather.
Oh, right. No, because someone put the knife in, or not a... embarrassed me in front of everyone, and she sort of like turned away. So that was it, and I thought that was the end of it. So, like I said, I don't look, like you said to me before, and everybody else said, don't look for it. And what happened, what you said happened, and
yeah. It
was just a connection, what you said, and I had the connection, and then that's it. And if anything else comes of it, it comes of it, doesn't it? It doesn't, but you were spot on.
It's just that I'm seeing this particular female. I mean, she wouldn't have had a bit of a tumbling hair, like longish hair, and fairly skinny, was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to say you've not seen the last of her. And what I'm actually going to say is what she carries is the sorrow or the upset of a miscarriage or an abortion, and she's got commitment issues only because she's not come to terms with a previous relationship. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's what I get.
Yeah, because you split up with someone, as you said, she's going for divorce, as you said she was before.
Yeah, and I just feel that there is definitely like a miscarriage or an abortion or something around her.
Oh, okay. I don't know that, so.
Yeah, well, you're going to find out, because that's why it's been told to you in that way.
Okay, that's brilliant.
All right, okay, Paul.
Thank you, Casey.
Okay.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Don't worry about it.
I will do, okay. Paul. Well, he's a tough one, is Paul. He's a tough cookie, Paul. And,
but I feel that this character that he's met is also, I do feel they're like bookends. So I do feel as though he's somewhat met his match. Both
Yeah, because I'm sort of like what you've got, and she's sort of like she's got it, and she said it's a load of rubbish, but she has got it though, so she takes no notice of it though, and that's what
she's
I sort of like.
She's probably like us, Paul. She's probably going through the University of Life, having the life experiences,
so she
can then deal with other people's life problems at a later date.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I'll see what happens. Like I said, you've been banging on, and thank you very, very much. If anything comes of it, Katie, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, please do.
It's my pleasure.
Keep in touch, Paul. Thanks
for
that.
I will do. And thank you.
All right, Nancy. Good speaking to you. Bye for now.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Katie, I know you said you only wanted to do an hour, but is there any chance you could do one more reading with us? Because I'm going to have a bit of a mystery guest coming on just to chat about our other show that I do. So
yeah, I can do one more because my son's going to come round and he's not arrived yet, so I can do one more.
Well, we'll do another call, and then for the listeners, I'm then going to put some music on, and then I've got a bit of a mystery guest who I want to talk about my other show that we do on a Wednesday evening, which is Conversations with Spirit 2, which is still a live calling show, but it's more on the spiritual experiences, on spiritual development. And anyway, I'm going to bring the next caller in, which is area code 619. Hello, area code 619. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ashley calling from California.
Hi, Ashley. Have we spoken to you before?
Yeah, you have. And it was awesome.
What's your question, please, Ashley, today?
I wanted to know what you see coming up with this upcoming move that we're trying to make, presidential.
Okay, I shall hand you to Katie. Katie.
Okay. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Kate.
Hello, right, let's start with your date of birth.
9/29/1978.
29th of the 9th, 1978. So we've got 9, 18, 20, 28, 36. So you are a number 9. So you're psychic and intuitive. You're a 9. Like, your path in life is to deal with humanity with humility. You are actually in a year 5 transformation. Once you get to September, you're actually in year 6, which is all to do with the home, the house, the family. So at the moment, you are in a year of transformation. So moving in this year, you couldn't be moving in a better time, because globally, the world is in a year 6. 2013 equals a 6, which is the home, the house, the family. You're in a year of transformation, which is movement. Anything to do with moving, learning, traveling, anything to do with that is good luck for you. So you are actually moving at the right time. So let's have a look where you are at the moment. Think of your move and say stop.
Stop.
Okay, let's have a look. Right, now I have to get to the bit where they're going to tell me that you're moving. They are showing me stars around this. I do feel that you've had a few challenges and put in the hard work with regard to all of this. And you've had a few obstructions or challenges along the way. Right, okay. Well, they are showing a move coming in here. Are you having to drive to this new house, or is it a way? I've got a car. They're showing me a car here with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm driving back and forth.
Okay. Right, okay. They're showing me within the next 8 to 12 weeks where I've got to move. Is there something that needs either doing up or a lick of paint or something where you're going, or is it your place that needs a lick of paint?
Both. But mostly the place where we're going needs paint and flooring to be resurfaced.
Okay. And they're showing me here, I think once you move, it's going to be a bit more work than you originally thought. Does that make sense?
A bit more okay. work as far as maintenance or like homework? Improvement
just
work?
Maintenance work, I feel. Mm-hmm. Do you have a male to your side? Have you got a partner?
Yes.
Why is he stressed at the moment? Do you feel as I've got stress around him?
But he's always stressed, but because it's a big step we're making.
Okay. He has been quite low just recently. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And I've got a loss of sleep around him here as well. Right, okay. Look. Well, it is going to move, but I want to say to you, be very careful of signing documents, because they're showing me here documents and legal, so be very careful when you are signing documents. But I don't really have a problem on the move. I would say the problem is more so that you two are more friends than lovers at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We need to get that back on track once you've moved, okay?
Right. Yeah, and I do believe that we're just in a tough, stressful time of trying to get the documents going.
I
agree.
I think that there's going to be sort of an imbalance where the money's concerned, so you might lose on yours and gain on the other, or gain on the other and lose a bit on yours. Does that make sense?
Right, yes.
Just watch where we've got an imbalance of money there. But I do feel that once you've moved, and I think he's worried about the financial side of it as well. So I would say once you move, then the inference should be on you two, bringing you two back as that highly charged couple rather than just friends. Mm-hmm. We need to get the other side back on track. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
I agree.
So I want to say yes to the move. I don't have a problem with that. Big changes coming in for you, new beginnings coming in for you. I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. I just feel as though a little bit more than you thought you took on in the first place, a little bit of imbalance where they're concerned, but I do feel as though I've got a move coming in around you.
And hopefully it's the move to the place we want that we're trying to sign documents for. Not, I hope we don't get derailed to a different.
I've not got that. The only thing, the only downside that I would say to it is that I feel as though there may be a little bit more work than you originally thought's got to go into it,
mm-hmm.
either maintenance wise. But I don't feel I don't have a problem per se on the movement or where you're going to. I do feel that you'll be happy there. I just feel that that he is under an incredible amount of stress. Not that you're under stress, obviously, but it's almost like an incredible amount of stress that that he's under at the moment. You see, men don't like showing they're under stress. They like to make out that they are the ones that are coping, that they can deal with things. But inside, they're incredibly sensitive, and I think this guy is he does have a bit of a short fuse, and once he's moved, I feel as though there may be like crosswords or something between you two. So I'd rather you know now that you can forewarned is forearmed. Get him his favorite mm-hmm. meal, or you know, just look after him as you
yeah.
know you can do once you've moved. But
I don't
have a problem at all with the move. I just feel as though there's a financial difference there somewhere that's going to cause a little bit of. And I feel that he's already stressed at the moment. So it may just tip him over the edge. And we just need to sort of calm him down. Give him a bit of TLC,
yeah.
bit of loving.
Ashley, I'll just intercept here and I will just summarise what I was getting. Mm-hmm. I understand that your husband's got a job choice or some job choosing to make.
Yeah.
I would basically say that the area that you move into, you're going to make some good new friends. There's a strong male connection through this group. Hopefully, somebody who's a tradie or a friend who's going to help with the with either the move or with the property. It's a good choice of property.
Right.
Now, the other thing that might, I don't know, be a little bit of an alarm for you. Are you planning any more children?
No, not yet, but last time I talked to you, you told me that I should maybe plan for that.
Well, I can't remember our last conversation, but I reckon you're either going to be conceiving in the time of Cancer, which will be a couple of months from now, or it's a Cancerian child. I'll just get a water sign for you, that's all. And it might be what's been put into the mix.
I've got a little girl there,
so
maybe we need to get the relationship back on track.
Right. Ready.
That would throw some stress. Yeah.
Yes.
No, we already have a little girl, but another child
well, it's
would
another
definitely
one on the,
throw
another little
ball.
Girl I get.
Yeah, I just get that the way to detect how soon it is, obviously you're very sensitive emotionally. Have you been having any... Now, visitations or a sense that anybody's been around you? Do you know when you, from the corner of your eye, that there's somebody there, or is a sense you're being watched anywhere?
Not lately, but before but the only time I can really 100% say is that before my first daughter, or before my daughter came,
exactly.
I had dreams about her.
You say, because I was going to raise the subject of, the child chooses the mother. The child bonds to the mother in spirit, and the mother will always detect the child around them, the spirit around them. Because you're not aware of a spirit around you at the moment, that soul's not connected to you yet. But the moment that you get that strange, prickly feeling you had with your first child, know you're probably about 12 to 16 months away from having the child.
Okay.
Okay,
that's exciting. Thank you.
I'm going to leave your reading there. I'm going to thank you so much for calling. My apologies that I summarized your reading, but what I have a tendency to do is when I've done a reading before for someone, I will let my guests be in the mainstream with the information. So I'm going to thank you for calling in, Ashley. I look forward to speaking to you again, and I hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, both of you did such a great job. You don't need to apologize. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ashley.
Thank you.
Okay, Katie, I better let you go, hadn't I?
Yes, I need to get off now. As you know, I didn't sleep last night, and I've now got to do a reading for my daughter. Then my son's coming round. I've got to take him home, and that should get me through till about midnight, really.
Can you just leave everybody with how they can get hold of you on the internet? Obviously, follow up.
Yeah, I do Skype readings all over the world. I do celebrities. I teach internationally. So if there's anybody out there with a gift, I do teach via Skype as well. And it's on www.katiekeelypsychic.co.uk.
Okay, Katie, we will speak again soon. You take care.
Been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Having you on again. And everybody who's listening, we will be having Katie back. I do like having Katie on because she is from my neck of the woods.
Okay.
So till next time, Katie, it was lovely talking to you.
And to you too, honey. Good night.
Night, Katie, night. Okay, everybody. I've not been able to get hold of Peter Frodsham, who was my scheduled other guest, but I do have a mystery caller on. Now, in the background is my co-host on Conversations with Spirit 2, which goes out on a Wednesday night here in Canberra, Wednesday evening 8 till 10 o'clock, which is going to be about 11 in the morning for the UK, which, anyway, I'm going to introduce my other guest. Polly, are you there?
Hello, good morning, I certainly am. How are you today?
I'm really good. So it's what, 10:23 for you? You're in Auckland, aren't you?
I'm in Auckland. I'm in Auckland. It's still crack of the sparrows, 9:30 in the morning.
So I'm a little bit earlier than you. But thank you for coming on so promptly, Sharon. I know you're busy on the phone lines this morning, but what I wanted to do was really just do a quick chat to let everybody know about the show that we do together, Conversations with Spirit 2.
Yeah, it's been fun, hasn't it? I must say, though, Matt, I've really enjoyed listening to your show this morning.
Oh, you're a listener?
Awesome. Yeah, of course. Of course I'm a listener. I like to know everything. And very enjoyable.
I've taken a bit of a backseat because my throat's been taking a bit of a hammering with the cold that I've been having. So I'm just a little bit not myself. I'm not connecting as I normally do, which I'm pretty sure I will get the sympathy of the listeners. But it's very difficult to actually connect when you've got a cold.
Oh, it is, especially all bunged up and snotty. Not a good look, is it, my love?
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, I've got heaps of callers, but I've not got you on necessarily to take calls. I just, because I know you're busy and you want to connect to the UK phone line. But let's just summarize what our show's all about. I mean, it's a friendly chat, isn't it?
It certainly is, but it's an informative, friendly chat. And I tell you what, the subjects that have just been, I found them really interesting personally. And I know from the feedback we're getting from the callers, they've been really enjoying it. And I think the thing I love most about what we've been doing is how callers are able to sort of come in with their own perspectives, with their own stories, and it's like a little family, isn't it? It's like a little chit-chat family.
Right. I mean, we've discussed karma, we've discussed law of attraction, law of abundance, psychic senses, psychic defense, we've talked about mediumship, we've talked about, I think there was a really poignant question that was raised by a listener last week about how does a spirit know that their loved one on the earth plane is going to a medium?
Yeah, that got us actually thinking, didn't it? Got us scratching our heads and asking questions.
It did.
Which is again very, very enjoyable. And it's definitely gaining popularity.
What we need to do is just really educate the listeners of this show and the other show that I want to welcome them to come on to the show, to call in, to maybe more discuss their own experiences or ask us a question than have a live reading. I'm not saying we can't do live readings.
Well, we have, haven't we? I mean, we've been doing a lot of live readings, but some of the little questions that have been posed, I mean, they open up the mind, they open up the thought process, and it's a brilliant opportunity for anyone that's had, you know, those little spooky moments that they'd like to understand more or develop their gift or whatever that, you know, they're needing to find out. Brilliant opportunity to ring in. When
That's
you've got
right.
live physical mediums sitting there waiting to take your call.
That's right. I mean, the idea definitely is that to encourage everybody that if you've got a pet subject, maybe you've had a bad dream or you've had a visitation or maybe there's a bit of your own development or your own experiences that you're not sure about, to contact us. We're not necessarily the all-seeing, all-knowing guru experts, but we might be able to offer our insights and our guidance into your own personal experiences to maybe help make sense of what's actually happening in your life.
And not just us, Matthew, sitting there, so that we can't necessarily get the answer, but we have a massive, tremendously huge network of incredibly talented spiritualists that we our friends with, that we deal with on a regular basis. So somewhere out there will always be an answer for that caller.
That's right.
And we won't stop until we found it.
That's right. Well put. Well, it's Sharon, isn't it? I mean, Polly is...
My work is...
That's
I,
your, Your
real name is Sharon, but I work as Polly.
Yeah, so everyone, this is Sharon Tunbridge from Auckland, who is known as Polly, and there's a long story with the name Polly. She used to be a scriptwriter on a certain show that she did scriptwriting for. There was a character called Polly, and that's why she's called Polly. And Polly is from Essex, everybody. That's why she's got the...
Thanks, Matt.
No, I have
blonde hair. You've just painted the perfect picture.
Yeah, but you're actually a good advocate, Polly, for the intelligence that Essex has.
That's very kind of you, and I think kindness is the right word that we should use at this moment in time. But no, we're not all sickies looking like a chocolate orange.
Right. What?
And I don't spray tan. I just like everybody to know I do not spray tan. I do not tan. I am white.
Well, you don't need to. I mean, there's no ozone layer over Auckland. You only have to step out for 2 minutes, and I know you've got the microwave frying going on.
Yeah. Actually, we've still got sunshine here. We're very lucky. We did try and send it over to the UK for anyone that's listening over there, and it's definitely on its way.
Right. What are we going to do with you, Sharon? How long have I got you, for starters?
I had quite a busy morning. I've been doing a lot of readings this morning, and I'm quite happy to sit here and chit-chat away with you or your callers.
Do you want to do a couple of live calls just to try them out? I mean, everybody who's listening, Sharon is brilliant with voice vibration. Now, when me and Sharon work together, she lets me do the mediumship. Her thing is the clairvoyance and the voice vibration. So I don't know. If you're up for just a couple of calls, Sharon?
Absolutely. Have you got some callers waiting? It's unfair to keep them waiting.
I've got a tremendous...
Only on the proviso, they listen in. They have to listen in on Wednesday, though. That's the deal.
I'm pretty sure that people will do that. But we have got quite a long list of callers, and I'm going to bring one in who's been waiting an incredibly long time. Okay, I'm going to bring that one in. So... Area code 207, what's your name, please?
Oh, hi, I'm Dee, and I'm in Maine.
Hi.
And I'm in the U.S.
And you're in the
hi.
U.S. And, hi.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the show. I hope it's
yes.
It's enjoyable.
Yes.
Okay. Dee, your
Dee.
Question, please.
My question? I'll boil it down because there were a couple of things that were on my mind because somebody bought a necklace for me and I'm wondering if they're actually going to pay for it. I haven't given it to them yet. And I've been curious as to how things might turn out with somebody that I'm having a very good correspondence with that is interested in a serious relationship, as am I.
Okay. I know I'm putting you on the spot,
Holly. No problem.
Holly.
Hi, Dee. I'm cool, Matt. How you doing, Dee?
Hi. I'm
right.
Not too bad,
okay, I did hear those two questions. So the first one was regarding your business and sale of a necklace.
Right.
And
I'm not sure what's going to happen with the person that wanted to buy it because go ahead.
Okay, and this doesn't feel like just a normal necklace that you purchased off the internet. So are you creating these necklaces?
Yes, I made the necklace myself. I just have to put a clasp on it.
Great.
And it's ready to go, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm getting a massive vibration on your creativity, so I'm glad you've told me that you are using that gift.
Yes.
Secondly, I honestly don't feel that you need to be even worrying about whether that person purchases your necklace, but rather look at the bigger picture. You create beautifully. You're going to be known. You're already a little known, you know, or a lot known. And I feel that your pieces are statement pieces. They're going to speak for themselves. They're going to find their own home. And you put a lot of love into those pieces, don't you? There's a little bit of magic going in there, Dee.
It's one of my passions to do this. And it hasn't taken off yet. But I was surprised because I hadn't thought the other day when I first met this person anything about having a business card. He wanted my phone number, so I was trying to write it down. It wasn't working with the pen I was using. Then I remembered I had business cards. So I handed him one, and it was a double-sided because one side promotes my jewelry business and the other side promotes me as a psychic. So he looked at it, wanted to know if I had any pieces he could look at, and I showed him a few, about three, I guess. One was my own, and he liked this particular necklace that just needed a clasp on it. And I know that he said, I've seen him a couple of times since, and once he said, well, I won't be able to pay for it right away.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious because the last time I saw him, the vibrations were just, he was just off, and I don't want him around me.
Well, as I say, let's separate the actual pieces because they will speak for themselves, and because there's so much, and you mentioned you're a psychic, which I was picking up, so much going into them, they're going to find their own owner, you know, like a child. They'll find their mama or their daddy.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. So please don't fret about that. In terms of this actual item and this particular person, I think he came through with relatively, and used the word relatively, good intentions. I feel that he was more drawn to you as a person rather than maybe to some of your bits and bobs. He certainly had good intentions, but I don't get a great deal of follow through. I don't get a great deal of money. I also get a very slight embarrassed feeling about him. I feel that he will reconnect with you. And eventually, after some excuses and so on and so forth, eventually he will purchase something and be very, very happy with it. I don't feel it's in the next few days. And I really would just say to you, continue focusing on the business of creating your pieces and continue showcasing them and just let that grow a little life of its own. I wouldn't get too hung up on individuals.
It's just that money's tight and I was hoping it would come in.
It's not that it's not going to come in. I just feel there's a few of the wee excuses. And I think it's linked to the fact he doesn't have a great deal of disposable money available. So we can have all the wishes in the world, but if we don't have the cold, hard cash, not a lot he can do. He's a nice enough fellow. You said you had a bit of an uncomfortable feeling about him.
Very much so. My sensors went off the last time he was here, big time.
I pick up a lot of nervous energy and nervous tension around that man, and I feel he's a little starstruck. He's kind of a little bit sucked into your own more peaceful energy and feels somewhat intimidated, and that's manifesting as a little bit of arrogance. So if you look at his personality, it's a little bit confident, and yet he's not. So not really a big deal in your life, and certainly nothing for you to dwell or ponder on. Putting that love in and let your pieces do their work and showcase them.
Great.
I hope that's been a little helpful.
Can I intercept there? As far as your jewellery is concerned, would you accept instalments? Would you accept three payment instalments, a deposit and two other payments?
Yes, I take PayPal, and I'm obviously setting it aside for him. I'm willing to be, you know, to do that.
Well, that's
nobody gets the jewelry until I get the payment because I want to make sure that I'm getting paid.
Obviously, well, I've got fulfillment for that jewelry. Now we're talking the high hundreds, are we, for the value, or we're talking thousands?
What?
Value-wise in dollars, is it the high hundreds or the thousands?
No, this piece, I gave him a discount, and it was $135 I charged him for double-stranded. It's made with freshwater pearls and moss agate and amethyst.
What I have to say here, Dee, is that whoever this gentleman is, he's going to purchase in the high hundreds or the thousands. In other words, you'll buy this, and he's going to buy some others as well. So all I'm going to say is you might be a little bit slow on the uptake with this one, and you might be a little bit unsure of him at first. But I've got to reckon that he's going to take that to somewhere, and as a result of that connection, there's going to be maybe two or three or four other pieces that are going to be bought through that connection. That's what I've been given, and you've got to accept
that.
Yeah, that's my feeling I've got there. As far as a relationship is concerned, there is a gentleman who's stalling. There's a stall going on. Somebody who's dragging his feet. He's holding you up.
There is a guy that I'm going to have to explain to him that, you know, we aren't going to have a relationship just because of the way he is, and I'm realizing that he could be controlling and jealous even if he says he's not. We've gone around Robin Hood's barn over and over and over the same stuff about how he feels about relationships. And he's one of those people that you have to be evenly yoked. It's the whole Christianity thing. I was raised as a Christian, but
right.
And I was married to a minister,
theme,
but I'm something. Okay, go ahead.
On that theme, your late father, please. Your father's over, isn't he? He's passed over.
Yes, my father has.
Right, and as soon as you were talking about this Christianity thing, I knew your father was there, and there is a laugh and a smile, and she's probably not expecting me to be there, to be here.
Oh, I hadn't.
I've got your father on the other side here.
What does he look like?
I couldn't tell you. All I know is he's raising his hands almost in apology, or he's putting his hands up as if to say, well, I'm here. And you're
okay.
The late father. Right, and all I'm going to be aware of is, what's been made aware of is this guy, this person that is digging his heels with you, he really is not worth it.
No, there's one person whose name is Charlie that I'm very interested in. We've been emailing back and forth for the moment.
Now, is he the one that's dragging his feet, or is that somebody else?
No, he doesn't seem to be dragging his feet at all. He's
Okay, let's talk about Charlie now.
That's who I'm wondering about.
So we get a bit of a buzz from the other side. We get a little bit like the old senses and the old D's actually coming out. You're coming out of your shell. That's what the big picture. That's what they're seeing from the God side of thing. We're seeing
right.
The old person coming out.
I am growing and changing.
Yeah, the old flair's coming out. It's like you're getting the old clothes out, or you're getting the whole hairstyle back, or you're getting the old person back. And I don't think it's a result of this Charlie, but I think by the time that you've got some kind of face-to-face with Charlie, I think the real person is going to be out there more.
Mm. Right, yeah, I would agree with that. I quite like Charlie D. I quite like him. I think he's... he's got a lot more depth there than many other males that you may have experienced in your life. I do feel that you're still carrying quite a lot of residue from damage from the past, and I don't think you were treated that well in a recent past. Definitely gone through, I mean, bless you, you've tried terribly hard, haven't you, to go through your healing process and remain open and balanced. But I think you got a bit of a hammering last time round. You've got a situation with Charlie, and I feel that, as Matt was saying there, he's not the catalyst, he's not the reason per se that you started to grow, but he's certainly brought a little bit of confidence back into your life, or a little bit of confidence back into yourself. He's very genuine. Why do I pick up sort of a sense of distance? Does he get emotionally distant, or is he a little physically distant from you?
He's physically distant from me.
Right. I can't tell the difference.
But that's not a problem for me.
No. Long-distance relationship, not a problem there. You've got a lovely connection and a lovely bond with him. However this pans out, which I feel is going to be on a real deepening of a friendship, which is what you needed and what you were asking for at the time. Romance, sure, there's a quite a buzzy attraction there and quite a fun attraction between you two, but I'm picking up more of a serious feeling about this, more of a more intense bonding rather than a silly little physical thing, you know, on the surface.
Right.
Are you with me? You understand that? You're starting to feel for each other, aren't you, and feel about each other.
Whenever I get an email from him, I'm always happy. And the way he talks to me, it's different. He makes me feel it because I talked about feeling safe and loved, and he said I would always feel that way with him, 100%.
And he's telling the truth.
Yeah, and he talks about the places that he would take me to see, which because I told him I wanted to take the coast-to-coast walk, which is because he lives in Limerick. and I'm sure you know where I'm talking about.
And no idea whatsoever. I only get distance.
He's in Ireland, which is a place that I plan to move to at some point. It's been predicted for me. I'll
let's
go
not,
there.
Let's not rule that move out, Dee. Let's not rule that move out at all.
Don't rule it out?
Definitely, no, you're going to have a live meeting. And do you know what, Dee? What you have with him and what he has with you right now is perfect for you at this time anyway.
And you'll volunteer to actually go to see him, Dee. He won't come to you. You want to go to see him. You've got the impetus to go over there. So you'll be volunteering to go there.
But people have suggested that he should come see me first, and I can see that. But he has a bit of a problem because he thought one time, because I resonate to Scotland and Ireland, that's like home to me because I'm Scots-Irish, among other things. But his attitude was, because of something I sent him and because I said I wanted to live in both places, he thought wanted to go to Scotland. No, I want to go
I'm
both places, but I will come to Ireland.
I'm going to give you some clairvoyance here. I'm going to say it's going to be a busman's holiday to the UK with your jewellery and your work, that you might as well, since you're over in that neck of the woods, you might as well pop to Limerick. That's the way I'm seeing. So there's obviously something with your jewellery where you're taking it over to the UK.
Well, that will be interesting once I'm able to fly again and all that stuff. That would be great.
Because I do get that it's the word I'm getting is inimitable, which means it's pretty unique. And I've got to say, I've got a late father here that is especially proud about that you've done something with your life that you can leave a mark on the world. It's all about being unique or doing something different. And that's what I understand your jewelry to be.
Right. I make real jewelry with real stone beads and sterling silver and hill tribe silver that's handmade in Thailand. So it's a higher silver content, and it's beautiful. I don't use anything that's cheap crap. Excuse me. I just make the real thing.
Right. And you'll get it. You'll get it when you do get your European tiki tour, your experience. You'll get a lot of inspiration.
I'm sure I will.
You will. But I overall, and just to conclude, Dee, I've got a really good feeling. I really like this connection that you have with this man, and I feel that it's going to grow. And
great.
Please don't listen to other people. This is your journey. This is his journey. No more interference. And please don't be so sensitive to other people's needs. I'm not suggesting that you become a big toughie, but you can be incredibly sensitive to other people's needs. Dee, it's okay to say no. If you can't say no, say unfortunately not. But do have a practice with that word. And above all, enjoy. You've got a great little thing happening. You've got lots of things opening up. Sit down, be grateful, and enjoy. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, you two have been fabulous. I'm happy.
Thanks, Dee. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell all your friends, and we'd love them to listen in.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay, Dee.
Okay, thank you
for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, Sharon, we're going to have
typical Matt, I said, I'll be on, I'll come and join you for 10 minutes. And of course, as a little addict that I am, I do love these shows. I should be back with you after the break.
Yeah, we're going to have a four minute break, which then leaves us about 10 minutes left. We're then going to go into the next call, which is area code 631. So if 631, you're listening, you're going to be next in about 4 minutes time. I just want to put an upbeat, uplifting Fleetwood Mac song on, just because I've been putting upbeat songs on this morning. So, be back in about 4 minutes 14 seconds, everyone.
See you then.
You're listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm the host, Matthew James. I'm a clairvoyant and medium. My website, for anyone who's interested in extended readings with me, either by Skype or phone, if you are not in the Canberra area, Canberra being in Australia, my website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Anybody in the Canberra area or the New South Wales area who is listening to the show, good morning. I know there will be a few. I do home readings. My co-host of Conversations with Spirit 2, Sharon Tunbridge Polly, is currently in the guest seat with me. Now, Sharon, I think we'll take another call.
Look forward to it. Can't wait. Who have we got with you?
We've got area code 631. Is that Annie? Anne?
Ah, yes, that's me, Anne.
Hi, Anne. Where are you caling from?
From New York, out on Long Island.
Okay. Okay. What's your question, please, Anne?
I was wondering if I could get kind of a general reading, or is that okay?
Okay. I was kind of thinking you were going to say that for the information that I was getting. Would you by chance have a daughter, please?
No.
Oh. Where's the pregnancy then around you if it's not yourself? Somebody expecting. I threw the information out and I got it back a second time and I went, oh, the joys of live radio. And
oh, that'll be you doing your normal trick for the next reader or the reader after.
Possibly, but there's a reconciliation on the books for Anne here as well. So have we fallen out or have a bit of a lover's tiff? Has somebody fallen out with you, Anne, at all?
Well, I was involved with someone and we haven't been together for over 2 years, but I still love.
I just see a particular image of somebody like maybe knocking on the door with flowers or somebody checking you out on Facebook or calling you out of the blue. Now, I'm not putting two and two together and say, hey, you two are going to get together and there's going to be a child. But you never know that this is where the news of the pregnancy might be coming from.
Interesting. Wow.
I mean, this is a problem when you press that general reading button with me, I get what I'm given.
I know, because it's funny, I was thinking of a certain question, but then I went in that direction because I kind of shifted gears, but I guess I was meant to get through. I kind of leave it in the hands of spirit, if you know what I mean. If I'm meant to get in, I get in. What I'm meant to hear, I'm meant to hear.
What are you
getting? I don't know about you, Matthew, but I always find with general readings, you end up getting a bombardment of information, and it's really hard to pick up on any particular thread.
Tell me about it. I've got members of the same family around, all wanting to talk at the same time.
And sometimes I think that can even be frustrating for a caller. You're not homing in on
Are the seven brothers and sisters in spirit, please?
I have four brothers in spirit that I know of. Probably, I think my mother may have miscarried one child.
So there's four brothers. So these
I have four brothers altogether. I have two in spirit. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is I've got seven family members here all trying to communicate with you. So I'd imagine two are your brothers. I'd imagine I've got grandmothers, grandfathers. I've got a parent here.
Both parents as well, because after my two brothers passed, it just took the life out of them. So, yeah.
What you basically got is an audience building here. I mean, what I was going to say was there is enough connections here for me to probably talk to you for about 5 hours once these lots start talking. I think the most important thing is to isolate the one who has passed most recent, and I understand that's a female. That's the most recent passing, isn't it? A female.
I mean, I had a friend that passed, sort of like I wouldn't say a close friend, but kind of like a mentor of sorts.
On the right-hand side, like a chest or a lung condition, please? I'm on the right-hand side of my body here with this lady.
This is a woman? Well, I mean, my mother passed 10 years ago, and she did, when she passed, she did have pneumonia, but she had a massive brain hemorrhage, and that's what killed her. But,
No. I'm not going to make this fit. Anyway, I'm going to say I've got seven family members here. They're coming in. They want to give you good tidings. They actually want to hit you with some more work responsibility, something where instead of you twiddling your thumbs most days, you are actually going to have something of importance to do for a change.
Right. Well, I have been focusing on something that I want to do recently. I don't always get all the time I want to do it, but I try. I shoot for it.
So that's the responsibility that's actually being emphasized here. Polly, what have you got very quickly? Because we've got 2 minutes left of the show.
Oh, blimey. That's no pressure there, Matt.
No.
Right, we've got 2 minutes, my darling. Quickly ask a direct question.
You've got something
on your mind there. We're fishing around all over the place. Let's nail it.
My question would be, will I get to keep my house? This is the house I grew up in. And
right.
Okay.
So this is where the stress and the pressure is coming in, and most likely where all your family members are coming in. Will you get to keep your house? It's been on a knife, what I'm picking up here, it's been on a knife edge, and as we sit right now, could fall either way. I feel that you're going to get some assistance. I think you're going to get some really good solid support or solid advice coming in. And I think, my darling, on the absolute skin of your teeth, you're going to nail it and you're going to be successful.
1.5 minutes.
I feel that. But it's not going to be a time for tears. This is a time you pull your socks up and you fight hard because you can actually win this battle. I'm being told also that once you've secured this deal, once you've actually turned it around into your decision, you want to move on and move on anyway. So there's a little bit of a process that we'd be going through. The thing is, you don't want to be forced into a position you don't wish
to accept.
We're
going to have to leave
that
there, Sharon.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, we've got less than a minute. So we're going to have to say goodbye to you, Anne, because we've got our outro to do.
And you can always book a reading through Matt's website and get a really good in-depth one with Matt maybe this afternoon if he's free.
Okay, and I would like to do that when I can afford. And I'd also like your information, too, if you could put it in the chat room.
Can't do chat readings, but book a reading, my darling, and we'll do our best to help you.
I'll put my website in the chat room. Thanks for calling in, and we have actually run out of time. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, Sharon, we've got about 15 seconds before we go off air. So thank you for your impromptu guest spot.
It was an absolute pleasure. Love your shows. Love your thrillers.
And obviously, we're going to be on the show, on the next show together, which goes out Wednesday evening, AES time, Australian Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock, Conversations with Spirit 2. We're going to be talking about soulmates, group souls, twin flames, all the myths and all the ideology behind soulmates and twin flames and all that kind of thing, because it's such a current subject. It's such a popular subject. That's what we're going to be talking about. To anybody who's still listening, we're going to be in the archives now. We'll listen to the next show. So thank you so much, Polly, for being on the show, and it's the outro. So it's the same time, same place next week. Conversations with Spirit. I am the host, Matthew James. Can't tell you who next week's guest is because I've not got the list in front of me. But until next time, goodbye, everybody.
That's just stupid.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.
And since we're in the archives, I'm just going to play a song that everybody can hear in the archives. For more information on me, Matthew James, please visit my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I do readings by Skype and by phone. So you can access a PayPal prepay on my website. And obviously, I look forward to hearing from you regarding... I do half-hour readings, three-quarter-of-an-hour readings, one-hour readings. So please check my website out, www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I'm also on Facebook. I'll just say that again, www.facebook.com/MJMedium. I have a public figure page. You are more than welcome to join me there on my public figure page. I have a blog, A Light in the Darkness. Just put it into a search engine, Matthew James, A Light in the Darkness. You will find the blog. It's been going since 2006. We have a second show that goes out called Conversations with Spirit 2 here on Blog Talk Radio. It's AEST time, which is Australian Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. Me and my co-hosts, Sharon Tunbridge and Nikki Stewart, we will be discussing soulmates, group souls, twin flames this week. We are taking live calls. We do take live calls on the show. Please phone in to discuss the topic with us. Until next time, bye for now.